from 5, 6, or 7 years of age group to 15, 16, and 18 years of age group. Our upcoming generation of this age group is badly involved in social media, and its negative effects are far greater than the positive. Mela Protect, it is causing many problems within our society. And what are they? Let me mention. Depression, anxiety, lack of sleep, which eventually leads to like loneliness. It is affecting users' social life. It is affecting their physical fitness. It is affecting their health. Using social media excessively has badly affected education of our youngsters. Before, children used to go out in ground to play and they would come back and study. And now most of the time they are. Excessive use is affecting their eyesight, their mind, and leading to many of the side effects. And when you take tablet or phone from your children, they start screaming, shouting, and crying. These are all side effects and negative effects on our children's lifestyle. Kids are getting aggressive.
Nowadays, children do not have much physical activities in their life. This causes deficiency in their weight gain and bone growth, and they become overweight and face problems like obesity. Whereas obesity has become a root cause of many diseases and illnesses across the globe. And similarly, if we look with the perspective of physical health, it in fact stops the brain growth. It affects intellectual ability and also IQ level. If we further look with the perspective of physical health, it causes strain in neck muscles, whereas obesity affects thumbs as well as other parts of the body. Hence, physical activities are better than playing video games.
There's a term called FOMO, which means fear of missing out, a psychological issue which has developed because of social media. It is an anxious feeling which social media users get when they feel that they will miss out something from their life, or they will be left behind in the race of this world if they don't use social media, or they may be deprived of any important discussion or news. Now, we've given these tablets, phones to our children, and they are habitual, addicted. To remove their bad habit, we have to give them some sort of alternative. We should try not to provide internet facility to our children to a certain age limit. Yes, there should be some sort of restrictions. When you're eating food at that time, don't allow electronics. No electronics for a certain time before going to bed. Try to make them habitual this way. And most importantly, you should give them time yourself. Parents should take out time to spend with their children. Your quality and valuable time would be best alternative for your children. Tell them side effects of internet and try to bring them towards real life. To our youngsters, tell them the life you're told about social media, cyber life, and glamour of internet. All this is fake. No reality in it. This is all entertainment. They are there to entertain you, nothing else. And that it includes many sinful activities. This is not a real life. Real life is around you, in your surroundings. Give responsibilities to your young children. Put little burden of responsibilities according to their age. Bring them towards family and social activities. This will not only involve them in productive, healthy activities, whereas for that time period, they would be away from using internet. And you have to do this slowly and gradually. To distance your children from excessive use of internet and social media, try to give more focus on their studies. In short, problems relating side effects of internet and social media can only be resolved through our time, focus, and wise strategy.